Welcome to the DJ Strickland podcast. This is Danielle. And I'm really excited to play for you a clip that I recorded at the Brave Global kind of vision fundraiser night in Long Beach 2 weeks ago. It's really kind of neat. I mean, I've already shared with you a little bit about the vision of Brave Global, which is a movement to empower girls. Really, that's become a global movement and mobilizing the church and really speaking to the original purposes of God's design for every little girl and every woman, and really seeing that utilized and spoken, and the beauty of that, the strength of that. It's absolutely beautiful. And as we were sharing that vision, I was reminded again at just that vision that God has for everyone. And also a lot of people ask me the question, what about boys? And I think it's a fantastic question, not just because I'm the mother of three boys, but also because we understand that the complex problems around the exploitation of people include this like fragile relationship between men and women. And that's something that really needs to be talked more about. Girls understanding who they are, and boys also understanding who they are. And so we've already begun kind of brainstorming and also dreaming about some boy events too. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I wanted to play you this clip. And there's a couple of reasons why. One is I've really been thinking around this this idea of buying women, you know, selling girls. You'll know from this podcast, if you listen to it, Melinda Tankard Reist is a friend of mine from Australia, and she started an organization called Collective Shout and really does a fantastic job teaching about how our culture has normalized the sexualization of our children. And that's always a jarring but very important conversation. And I love her work. Check her out, buy her books, and check out Collective Shout as just this idea of a society saying no to sexual exploitation of kids. We need way, 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 way more Collective Shouts around the world. But also, I think the idea of men, boys, and societies push towards conforming them into these people who exploit women, and that somehow their manhood is connected to this ability to buy and sell women or to sexually exploit girls. I think that's worthy of some exploration. And Micah is going to share this poem called Carl's Jr., which you could also find on YouTube. Micah Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E-S. Micah Bourne has this incredible ability, as all prophets do, of speaking the truth. And but not just the truth like for you, but the truth also for him. And what was really amazing is this is Brave sort of celebrating girls' empowerment. And as he's thinking about the trafficking of girls and sexual exploitation of girls, and him as a poet and as a man, he kind of talks about the complexity of that situation for him as a man, and kind of like, you know, the frames that we have that we deal with, like we're good guys versus those bad guys. And we, all of us, refuse to actually identify that we actually are both the good guy and the bad guy. And that getting in touch with those things and owning those things and talking about those things and choosing to be different are at the heart of sort of true freedom. So I'm going to play a clip of his, but I wanted also to say that, he mentions this idea of being groomed really by culture and by commercials, especially around sexual exploitation of girls. And I was actually thinking a lot about this because I recently read a book called Unwanted, which is going to be released any day now. And it's by a guy named Jay Stringer, who is a psychotherapist. And he has done like over 3,800 cases on unwanted sexual behavior. And a lot of those cases involve pornography and men. And I've been reading this book, it's blowing my mind, because he suggests that this kind of behavior modification idea of approaching pornography is kind of like might work short term, but actually does not address the deeper issues of the brokenness of the people who are involved in this situation. So, and he offers some keys instead of avoiding and kind of like pushing away the dysfunction, the sexual dysfunction, is kind of like actually leaning in and saying, like, what is actually happening here? Besides just kind of like bad behavior, which is what I just be like, stop it. That's bad. Instead of that, leaning in to say, what is happening here? Like, what is drawing you here? What is empty or broken or necessary to either comfort or to relive here? What trauma is associated? And anyway, as a psychologist with all this background and case studies, he's come to some really incredible conclusions. And one of the most amazing conclusions is that in the midst of that brokenness, and I would say that not only for individuals who struggle with pornography, but also as a society that struggles with pornography and struggles with exploitation as a way of life. So it's not just like, is someone struggling with unwanted sexual behavior? It's like everywhere unwanted sexual behavior. And everybody seems to be struggling with either involvement in it or the repercussions of it. I think on a bus in Canada, I recently saw that 1 in 3 girls in Canada will suffer some form of sexual abuse. That's unacceptable. And also that's staggering to think about. 1 in 3 girls is going to suffer sexual abuse, which means that there's a lot of men up there abusing women. And all of these things that fuel it are happening in our society. So I don't mean to rant, but what I do mean to say is that my mind has been really blown lately by this concept of, instead of just sort of saying pornography is bad and put it away, which, by the way, I'm in agreement with that statement, but instead of just saying that, really leaning into a cultural confusion and disruption and dysfunction and saying, what is really going on? And one of the things I love about people like Melinda Tankard Reese, for example, who just tells the truth, like really just shows a mirror to society, like, this is actually what you're saying to girls. This is what you're saying to boys. And she's going to school after school after school. And kids are really saying, like, I don't want this to be my normal. Like, I'm not okay with this as my world. And really beginning to find their voices. It's very empowering for the future and really important to tell the truth. And then again, from Micah Borne, who is an African-American man. If you actually want to go back in the podcast series, you'll like 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, Micah sat down with me and just talked about being African-American in America right now and what that felt like. And that was an incredible interview. Have a look at that. But he's a poet. And you'll see in this clip that I'm going to play you, you'll hear this dilemma he had about like wanting to be the good guy versus the bad guy, but also being the bad guy and like, and trying to figure that out. And just the depth and the beauty of what he has to say is also this mirror to a world and to us as humans to say, like, is this the world we want? And I hope I'm not alone. I'm pretty sure I'm not alone as I travel around and meeting most beautiful people everywhere, where we do not want that world. I do not want a world where girls are for sale. I do not want that world. I do not want a world where boys think that to be a man means to exploit or to abuse a woman. I do not want that kind of a world. And so anyway, as dreamers of a new world where equality and mutuality and trust and belonging and blessing and kindness and hope and more together, better together, rather than segregated and fearful. As someone who's hanging on to that hope, I'm gonna keep telling the truth. And people like Melinda, people like Micah, who are born to be truth tellers, sort of prophets in our world in many ways, I want to give them a chance to speak. So listen to this by Micah Borne and be disturbed, be challenged, but also be hopeful and be willing to be part of creating a better world. This is what I'm hoping for as you listen to Micah. So enjoy.
Nice to meet y'all. I'm Micah. I do performance poetry, spoken word poetry. You know, I was recently at an anti-trafficking event that was for men. And it was a good event, but there was one particular speaker who got up there, and the way he talked about it, it was like, the problem is the bad guys, the evil guys. And we, the good guys, are the solution. And I was like, that's kind of interesting. So men are the problem and men are also the solution. Something about that didn't fit. And it didn't work for me. And it really kind of, his perspective, not the whole event, but his perspective, again, kind of excluded women from the equation at all. It's like, we mess this up, but the stronger ones, the good guys need to have the bigger guns, the stronger, and we'll fix it. And I remember the first time I got invited to perform poetry at an anti-trafficking rally. I actually didn't know a lot about human trafficking, and I didn't have any poetry about human trafficking. And so I wanted to approach it. I wanted to accept the invitation, but I was like, I don't know if I could do this justice. So I really started thinking. And I was like, if I'm going to write something, I don't want it to be like that guy. Like, yeah, I'm one of the good guys, you know, and this is a bad thing. I tried to find a personal connection to it. And I thought to myself, what is my relationship to trafficking? What is my role in it? How have I contributed? And so when I started asking myself those questions, I had a few realizations. And one of them was, as I was thinking through it, is that as a boy, my culture, this culture, American culture, taught me two things. One is buying sex is wrong, right? Most people from most backgrounds agree it's wrong. But at the same time, I also grew up in a culture that believed sex sells. And sex is used to sell anything and everything, even when it has nothing to do with sex. And particularly things that are associated with stereotypical masculine culture. And so as I started thinking more and more and trying to find the root of it, and when did I start thinking wrongly about women, I traced it back to my earliest memory of very clear objectification, I guess. And the first time I can remember my body having a physical reaction, feeling aroused to an image of a woman, it was a commercial for fast food. And that is wrong. And so that's where this poem comes from. And hopefully to understand, you know, the men in this room, like, you're not the good guys, you know? And you're not necessarily, like, the evil ones either, but what I'm saying is it's not that simple. And even people who are doing good now have contributed to the problem. I've been part of the problem, myself as well. So I think it starts with humility instead of trying to decide, well, are you a good guy or a bad guy? So that's where this poem comes from. It's titled Carl's Jr. Exactly. If you are a fan of vagina, breast, and butt, eat this hamburger. If you like seeing women in bikinis and booty shorts, watch this sport, drink this beer, drive this truck, use this cologne, dine at this restaurant, buy this anything. You see, the problem does not begin in the brothel. The problem goes beyond pimps and johns. The problem starts with little boys like me. This is how I learned to be a man. I remember being three chin hairs past puberty watching basketball. When a commercial came on, a nameless model in a tiny bathing suit was throwing soap suds all over herself and a black SUV, all because Carl's Jr. wanted to sell me a sandwich. Everything I saw, the car, the meat, the woman, could all be mine. I just had to open my wallet and buy combo number 3, and buy her dinner, and buy her a drink, and buy her a ring, and buy her. But be a gentleman about it. Tip her well at the gentleman's club. Take her to a 5-star restaurant so she really does owe you. This is not a holier-than-thou rant. I, too, have been in bondage to my desires. Now I'm Harriet Tubman pleading with slaves who believe their master is kind. Enjoying your vice is not the same as freedom. Understand, we have been brainwashed. My entire life, I was taught that buying sexual satisfaction is an American right. Love is a sentimental fantasy. Sex is harmless pleasure. And yes, my beautiful parents taught me better, but they cannot save me from the sexy cheeseburgers, the commercials, the billboards, the little boy talk in middle school locker rooms. The problem does not begin in the brothel. The problem starts with little boys like me hearing myths about virginity. Like having it makes a girl pure, but makes a boy less of a man. While taking it makes him more of one. But giving it makes a girl a whore, and having it stolen makes her unstable, unhealable, untouchable. Wow. The truth is, the purity of your spirit has nothing to do with your sexual history. There are saints with a dark past and virgins with lustful hearts. Discipline and self-control makes you more of a man, not less of one. And any woman that endures abuse and survives should be honored for her strength, not despised for her scars. Wow. We have all been betrayed by each other. We all need forgiveness. Pointing fingers is pointless. Macho men and seductive women are boys and girls living out the lies we were taught. We did not choose this time or culture. We are both victim and culprit. We have all suffered, but we are able to heal together, to truth away the lies, to rewire our manipulated minds, to remember the beauty of our bodies will never be an enterprise. We are nature that cannot be owned. We are mountain, ocean, moon. We are creatures reflecting the divinity who created us. We are loved. We are love that can never be sold. We are beauty that can never be bought.